U.S. forces have detained hundreds of Iraqis in sweeps aimed at catching those behind the recent attacks against American troops. But despite a week-long campaign to quell the violence, security problems continue. Last night, a sniper fatally shot one U.S. soldier, and several explosions rocked Baghdad. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The U.S. Interim Administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, today announced a new anti-violence decree. On paper, anyway, it's now illegal for Iraqis to incite violence. Bremer said his team would also move to set up a new central criminal court that would be used to bring to justice those Ba'ath Party loyalists who commit or incite violence against U.S. and British military forces. The decree came too late for one U.S. serviceman. A U.S. Army statement said a soldier was struck in the back by a small-caliber bullet while sitting in an Army Humvee during a patrol last night. Army medics rushed to his aid but were unable to save the 1st Armored Division soldier. Meantime, in western Baghdad, a Volkswagen exploded at an intersection where U.S. soldiers had set up a checkpoint earlier in the day. Two Iraqi civilians were reportedly killed in the bombing. On Monday, a car blew up as it drove through a central Baghdad tunnel, apparently after hitting a landmine. All three incidents underscore the ongoing security threats to U.S. soldiers as they continue to search houses and cars for weapons and supporters of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, who the U.S. believes are behind the loosely coordinated attacks. On Sunday, the two-week amnesty for Iraqis to turn in heavy weapons ended. That same day, U.S. forces launched another major security sweep. Operation Desert Scorpion was aimed at rooting out more pro-Ba'ath Party militia and anti-U.S. guerrilla fighters. U.S. forces have conducted some 70 raids since Sunday, confiscating weapons, ammunition, and detaining about 400 Iraqis. Many of those 400 have already been released, according to a Pentagon official. U.S. forces continue to mix humanitarian aid with military muscle. In the north, for example, Army units helped hand out pay to civil workers, and in Baghdad, some Army units helped repair pipelines and roads while their colleagues tracked down enemy forces nearby. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.